we have a relationship with Cape Town Cricket Club that's been established now for 30 years, since Roger Malt came to the club in 1990. Basically, Roger contacted me saying that the young cricketers of South Africa were suffering through lack of food. There's plenty of food in the country, but they didn't have the money to purchase it. And would we be willing to help? I put a call out to the members, and the members have come up trumps, to be honest. At the moment, our donation stands at over £1,000, and we're still money's still rolling in.
So, as you understand it, just how bad is it over there?
You know, in England, we're obviously suffering, but over there, they have it 10 times worse. In the fact that there's a huge amount of poverty in the country, and you know, young cricketers over there are really suffering. Their families are struggling to get money to purchase food, and it is really, really difficult times in South Africa.
As a club, Burridge, you have great links, don't you, with the Cape Town area?
We do. As I said, Roger came over in 1990, but since then we've had three other guys, Jeff Dodds, Byron van der Meer and Hilio de Bru, come over and represent us as our overseas players. But we've also had Jamie Rood from Burridge go to Cape Town and play some cricket. And I believe he's yet to come back.
So how's this working then, Clive? You send money over there and it gets turned into food parcels. How does it get distributed?
Yeah, well, Roger Malt is the interim chairman of the Veteran Cricket Association of South Africa. And they've set up a combination of companies with local Isleka and Cool Guys over there who are actually producing the hampers. We're basically sending money out to Roger, and he is producing the hamper, or ordering the hampers, and they are then sent forward to cricket clubs in South Africa who then allocate them to who they think needs most.
It must be a lovely feeling knowing you're helping fellow cricketers and cricket-related interests over there.
It is a great thing, and it's a great thing for the club to come together at this time. With the lack of cricket in this country, our club sort of is pulling together. There's a lot going on at the club. Obviously no cricket, but a lot of other things. There's a lot of quizzes. There's a lot of planning for the future going on. And for the guys to come together to donate this money is fantastic. And I know Roger is bowled over by what exactly bowled over is a nice cricket term, but bowled over with the generosity of our members.
So it's over £1,000 at the moment. Are there plans to keep this going for a while?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still getting donations in on a daily basis. You know, literally, guys have just sent money to my bank account, and I'm forwarding that to Roger. As soon as we reach a 20 hamper amount of money, then that is sent over to Roger, and he orders another 20 hampers.
Now, Clive, a few members of clubs must listen to this and say, wow, we're struggling to get any sort of money in at the moment because subscriptions and fees would be due, probably struggling to get those in. And here is a club that's able to give money away.
Yeah, it's difficult times all round, isn't it, Kevin? You know, Burridge has been renowned as a family club and a club that's been hospitable to a lot of overseas players over the years. But this affiliation we have with Cape Town and with Roger and the other guys from Cape Town Cricket Club has just pushed the guys into donating in their cause.